The one thing we all want is to be happy. Have you ever met a person who said, "I want my life to be miserable"? And yet we have all encountered individuals who seem to make choices that put their well-being and their happiness at risk. And what about the apostles mentioned in today's gospel? Were they happy? When we came together last Sunday, we heard how Jesus sent them out to bring his good news of repentance, healing, and hope to others. Recall that they were mostly fishermen. They had their own boats. They had their own nets. And then one day, Jesus shows up and says, "Come, follow me." And they did. They left everything they had. And now, a week later, we're back to learn what happened next. And we discover that even though they were exhausted, they were eager to share with Jesus all they had accomplished in his name. And yes, they were happy. I would venture to say that they were the happiest people on earth. And we now have proof. Father Meyer, a Eucharistic revival preacher, found that a study involving 50,000 people has been done that first looked at the top occupation when it comes to job satisfaction, and second, to top occupations related to general happiness. And do you know what ranked highest for both satisfaction and overall happiness? The Catholic priesthood. And the apostles were priests. Now, I am aware that the priesthood is more than an occupation. It's a vocation, a call to serve God. But the fact remains, most priests are happy people. The study also found that the key to career satisfaction was having multiple hours of interaction with other people each day. I look back now and I realize that that is one of the main reasons that I was so unhappy with the 10 years I spent at my dream job at the Geophysical Fluid Dynamics Laboratory in Princeton. After years of preparation in college and graduate school, I was hired and granted access to the fastest Cray supercomputer in the world. I was doing cutting-edge research, but rarely did I have any interaction except with my boss when he would come to ask why results were taking too long. I was not happy. Another key to career satisfaction is that your life must be focused on helping other people. And I think that that is why good priests are happy, because good priests serve others. How many people do you know that have changed their occupation like I did? How many people do you know that went to college to get a degree because it was going to make them happy, but they left the workforce because they were unhappy? How many people get married and wind up divorced because they thought it would make them happy, but it did not? The key to a happy life might surprise you, but the actual data shows that the Christian life will make you happy. Why did God give us the Ten Commandments? Why did God give us the Beatitudes? Because he wants us to be happy. Every time we choose something contrary to God's way, it ultimately leads to unhappiness. And yet we seem to long for things that are self-destructive and do not bring happiness. We say we want to be happy, yet we do so many things that lead to doom and gloom. We know, for example, that spending time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and in prayer will bring us happiness. We know that studying the Bible will bring us happiness. And yet, how many of us after 50, 70, or 90 years have actually read the entire Bible? Our priorities are out of order. As today's reading suggests, we become like lost sheep. And notice too in the gospel that Jesus wants the apostles to rest after returning from their first mission. And he wants us to rest as well. But we must have a correct understanding of rest, especially at this time of year when so many people go on vacation. What happens is that most of them return tired and stressed out because of too much activity, lack of sleep, and financial concerns. This is not the rest that Jesus is referring to. Rather, he invites us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest." In other words, we need to take rest with the Lord. Jesus is the source of strength and happiness that everyone needs. So taking a vacation or resting without Jesus will just make us more stressed, more tired, and more unhappy. And this is precisely the meaning of our Sunday celebration. Every Sunday is a little Easter. For Catholics, Sunday, the first day of the week, is the Lord's Day. There are two major reasons for that. Because it is the day Jesus rose from the dead, and it is also the day when the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles at Pentecost. And so we are encouraged to take some rest on Sunday and avoid work so that we can have time for Mass and the opportunity to focus our attention on our Eucharistic Lord. Sadly, we see more and more people becoming stressed out and anxious because they violate the fourth commandment and neglect the observance of Sunday as the day of the Lord. You know, too often in confession, I hear this: "I missed Mass last Sunday because I was on vacation." We should never take a vacation from God. But you are here, and I give you great credit for taking the time to be with our Lord today, especially if you are on your vacation. The best way to celebrate the Day of the Lord is through the celebration of the Eucharist. Here we encounter Jesus personally. Jesus instructs us in his word that gives us inspiration and guidance. And then Jesus gives us his own body and blood and assures us, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have eternal life." And finally, it would be remiss of me not to pass on to you the fact that an historic event is taking place at this very moment. Hundreds of bishops, more clergy than you have ever seen in one place, including our rector, Father Anthony, and tens of thousands of on-fire Catholics are gathered together and celebrating Mass in Indianapolis right now. The Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, as well as a special papal delegate, Cardinal Tagle, are also present for the enormous, jubilant final moment of worship as part of the National Eucharistic Revival. Please keep this in mind as we begin the Liturgy of the Eucharist in just a few minutes and join in solidarity with our sisters and brothers in Indianapolis this morning. You know, Pope Francis said the Eucharist is a summons to go forth as missionaries to bring the message of the Father's tenderness, forgiveness, and mercy to every man, woman, and child. And so for the next 5 Sundays, we will leave Mark's Gospel and focus on the all-important 6th chapter of John's Gospel. We will focus our full attention on the Eucharist, the source and the summit of the Christian life, our true source of purpose, meaning, and happiness. Throughout the history of the Church, the Holy Spirit has empowered the Church to go to the ends of the earth, to share the good news, to bring happiness to all people. Amen.